an American literary giant, is dead. Writer George Plimpton died last night at his apartment in Manhattan. He was 76. Founder of the literary magazine The Paris Review, he also popularized a brand of participatory journalism that delighted readers. His 1963 book Paper Lion told the story of a summer he spent in training camp with the Detroit Lions. Just this past Monday, Day to Day's Mike Pesca spoke with George Plimpton about the 40th anniversary of that book.
What surprised you the most about playing the game that you couldn't comprehend from reporting on it?
Well, I think what the internal machinery of a team is like. I mean, how they get ready for a game, what it's like in the locker room just before a game when reporters aren't allowed in there, winding down after a game, how they accept loss after a game, the sort of intimate details that are sort of part of the fabric of professional football that reporters really don't know about.
George Plimpton talking with Day to Day's Mike Pesca earlier this week. Karen Grigsby-Bates joins me now with more on George Plimpton's life. And Karen, he was much more than just an inventive journalist.
Mike, he was. Although, as you mentioned, that brand of participatory journalism really did become a signature part of George Plimpton's career. It was a long career, and what you remember of it may depend on how old you are.
When was Paper Lion published?
It was published in 1963, and baby boomers will remember that. But their parents will remember George Plimpton for something else. He was the founder of the Paris Review, a literary magazine that managed to do something astonishing. It became an institution for more than 50 years when most literary magazines drop off after a few years. And early on, it got interviews with people who back then didn't give interviews.
An example.
E.M. Forster, for one, who had been a don to Plimpton during his time at King's College at Cambridge University, and Ernest Hemingway, to whom Plimpton was introduced at the bar of the Ritz Hotel in Paris. In an interview earlier this year with our own Jackie Lydon, he remembers seeing Hemingway doing something particularly satisfying.
Was he still living in Paris?
He actually bought a copy of the Paris Review in a bookstore right there in the Ritz Hotel. I saw him buying it. The only time I've ever seen anybody buy a copy of the Paris Review was Hemingway.
Well, if you got to see only one.
Yeah, right. Not too shabby. Here he tells Jackie how he got the son of the Aga Khan, an immensely wealthy man, to agree to be the magazine's financial backer when they were both in Pamplona, Spain.
We were running before the Bulls, and it was a good time to ask him for anything because his mind was not on. It was not on whatever I was asking him to do. It was the Bulls were right behind him. And he said, yes, yes, I will. I'll do that.
Pamplona, the Ritz, sounds like a good life he had.
George Plimpton would be the first to admit that he has, to use one of his phrases, a perfectly splendid life. It was a great balance of serious literature, journalism, and fun. He boxed with the great Archie Moore. He was a trapeze artist with a circus. He showed up as himself in movies like Good Will Hunting and Reds. And the ultimate compliment, the sign that you really are important in American culture, he was a character on The Simpsons.
But what about his literary legacy?
Well, that had already been established before he died. George Plimpton was a patron to several important writers, including Jack Kerouac and Philip Roth. He was a regular at the restaurant Elaine's on the Upper East Side, which is a haunt for writers like Plimpton and Tom Wolfe and Gay Talese.
Was he recognized for this at all?
Absolutely. Last year, George Plimpton was inducted into the American Academy of Arts and Letters, which for a writer is like going to the Super Bowl.
Thanks, Karen.
You're welcome.
Day to Day's Karen Grigsby-Bates. For interviews and other information about George Plimpton, visit our website at npr.org.